2 months after a coalition of 9 education groups came out with a new way to fund schools, lawmakers heard why change is needed. In a public hearing, parents, administrators, and students talked about cuts to both academics and athletics. Many said referendums to spend beyond state revenue limits were getting harder to pass, especially in these tough economic times. Angie Roberts has children in the Rhinelander district, where 5 school funding referendums have failed in as many years.
It is impossible, virtually impossible, to convince these hardworking taxpayers that they need to vote to raise up their taxes, and they can't even afford to pay for their kids' lunch.
The plea for more state money comes at a time when Wisconsin's governor has promised to limit spending, and at least one Republican on the Assembly Education Committee questioned why tax groups were not invited to speak. Proponents of changing the school funding formula say they recognize the need for frugality, but want to plant a seed that for years has failed to germinate. The suggestions for more state help include changing the two-thirds funding contribution from merely a goal to law. There's also a call for more state money to pay for special education costs, transportation, and students learning the English language. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.